Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship.
So we're going to do something different. We're going to have a group discussion, the decisions that shape everything.
Yeah. All right. So theme of the show has kind of been about trust, right? You know, Scott and Greg have both talked about trust. So when do you trust your gut or when do you not trust your gut? Scott Harris.
I will say that every decision that's ever been good in my life has come from my intuition. Every time, whether it's to marry the woman that I married, never made a better decision in my life. Anytime that intuition finally says, hey, it's time, you have to get quiet. Sometimes it comes out and you're like, what? You know, you have that intuition. But how do you get there? Get there is most of the time by being present, just being with yourself, you know, really like locking into whatever you're doing. The most success I've ever had is just being there with the person next to me. That's how you make decisions. When to say something, when to be quiet, when to ask for the business, when not to, mm-hmm. when to shut up.
Well, it seems to me like you've done some work on yourself. Richard and I have done a ton of work on ourselves. And there are lots of times when I just sit in the silence and just kind of let my mind wander. I'm not meditating. I'm just letting my mind go. And I try to keep it focused on positive things. But I think part of it is knowing yourself and also just maybe tapping into the universe a little.
What do you think? You're talking my language. I go for runs. I go for walks. Mm-hmm. And I have this phone in my pocket and I have my ears on and I have an idea and I'm like, hey, Siri, make a note. It might even talk to me now, right? Like I'm constantly just getting it out from my head out so that I can make sure I capture it. I mean, I have this creative energy that I can't control. It's got to mm-hmm. come out. It comes out in my writing. It comes out. I still write music. I was in the music business. We didn't talk about that before I got into real estate. But you have to just allow it out. And mm-hmm. when you get it out, there's more. It comes right behind. I mean, you've built how many businesses? My gosh. You know, you have an inspiration to do it. You're like, I can't not do it. I got to do it. You light up when you start talking about your businesses. That's what seems to bring you a lot of joy.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. I think intuition comes from the failures you had. You've tried it. You fell down. You skinned your knee. You can't do that again. So the next time it approaches itself, you already know from your past experiences, this didn't work last time. Or and that's kind of, I think that where your gut comes at. I'm with you 100%. It's got to feel good in the gut. I don't do it.
Every time I've made a decision that I didn't follow my gut, bad.
Yeah, agreed.
Always.
Agreed.
I'm like, ugh, I knew this was the wrong move and I did it anyway and it blew up. Shocker. You know, like mm-hmm. never, ever has it failed me. I'm really grateful for that.
So I'm gonna ask people here for a little bit of advice. So we're in the process of hiring a new marketing agency. And everything looked great, really liked the agency. Said all the right things, seems like a great fit. And yesterday, I send her an outline of the New Jersey business plan that was created for life sciences, which is one of the sectors that I work in. And I had a one-page summary. It's a 25-page plan. And I asked it, well, how does Gearhart Law fit into this? And I've sent it out to our team. And I included her and one of her members there. And she came back and said, if you're going to be sending me crap like this, I don't want to work with you.
She did not say that exactly.
Well,
no.
I mean, but that was her. That was
she had a long explanation about why she didn't want to get this kind of stuff. And
well,
it was
no, no,
kind
no,
of
no, no, no. This is my story.
Yeah, okay? I know.
All right.
Okay.
Let me finish it. Okay?
She wasn't that mean.
No. Let me finish it. So I'm asking for their advice.
Okay. She wasn't that mean, though.
So in any case, now I'm like, you know, however it came across as to me as kind of rude and offensive.
It came across the way it came across to you.
And so I'm like, darn it. I mean, this was going to be the magic bullet. But now with this email sitting there, I'm like, can I have a relationship with her? Because I really felt, you know, shot down. You're shaking your head like
I have. I have two things I would say.
Yeah.
You have, and I, you know, Greg probably agree. One, you get on the phone with this person and you tell them, hey, this you said this in this email and I am upset. Very carefully worded. You didn't make me upset. I'm upset, right? Have a real conversation and see what they say. That's one thing you can do. And the other is just to trust your gut. You're like, if this is how she reacts over email, maybe it's not the right fit. But you have to either, You have to have a conversation. I would say have the conversation, because regardless of what happens, like, I'm willing to have the hard conversations.
Sure.
That's part of my real estate business. You have to have the conversations. My wife's always like, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't have that conversation. Don't say that to my mom. And I do it, but I do it with love. And if you start with like, I care about you, and I'm really excited about this relationship, and then this happened, they're not just a thing. They're not that way. You're like, this happened and I'm upset. Like, yeah. What do you have to say about it? But maybe Greg has some different.
I'm probably more old school. I believe the dog wags the tail, and the tail don't wag the dog. You're the customer. That's where I came from. You know, customer service 100. I didn't have to educate. I had to sell the safety and security, but it was a relationship. I've never in my career ever told a customer, I don't want to do business with you, especially in the beginning. It's not going to go anywhere. Down the road, maybe after some time, I canceled them because they were just, they just weren't cooperative or unreasonable. But if it gets off bad, it's like a bad date.
You're right. You've built the foundation is already cracked.
Yeah.
I would say, I'm saying this because there's never a bad, I have to say, like, everything can be solved in communication. And this is like, at least you know that, like, you've had the conversation. I would say it's a good practice to have it, but ultimately, you probably are not going to do business with them. You're hurt. I hear it.
Yeah, I mean, I am.
And it's such a fragile thing. Like, it's such a vulnerable thing. You're trying to build this new business. You have this exciting business plan. Someone has to believe in you.
Right. And now you got to walk on eggshells in the future.
Scott Harris, founder of Magnetic Real Estate, Greg Weir, W-I-E-R, gregweir.com.
It's been an amazing conversation.
Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.